This message is given in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, last Sunday, many Lutheran congregations celebrated the Reformation. But today, many Lutheran congregations and congregations of other denominations as well are celebrating All Saints Sunday. In fact, my sermon title is For All the Saints, which is the same title as our opening hymn. So, what is All Saints Sunday anyway? Well, first, I need to define that word, saint. In fact, those of you who were here on Sunday, October 15th, may remember that my sermon from that Sunday was about Mary and the saints. And what did we learn about what it means to be a saint from that sermon? Well, simply put, a saint is any person whom the Holy Spirit has given a new heart of repentance and faith in Christ alone as their Savior. In other words, a saint is a person who grieves over the sin in his or her life and has received forgiveness of sins through faith in God's Son, who died in our place of damnation. Now, of course, because we believers have been given new hearts of repentance and faith in Christ, we actually have the desire to fight against our sinful nature and strive to live according to God's will. But here's what you need to remember. What makes us saints before God is not our good works that His love moves us to do. No. What makes us saints before God is always and only Christ's work for us. You see, the world thinks that the title saint is something we work for and earn by our own efforts. But my friends, nothing could be farther from the truth. In fact, those who try to become saints by their own efforts apart from Christ, sadly, they are the ones who will remain nothing but sinners before God, in spite of how good they thought they may have been in this life. In contrast, those who acknowledge their sins and trust in Christ alone for salvation, they are nothing but saints before God because of what Christ has done for them. For example, in our first reading from Revelation chapter 7, we are told that the saints have what? They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Now, normally, blood doesn't make your clothes white. Blood normally stains them, right? But not the blood of Jesus. Here, this figurative language is describing how the blood of Jesus washes our filthy robes and makes them whiter than snow. The Lamb is Jesus, God's Son, who died on the cross for our sins. And so in Revelation chapter 7, the Apostle John gives us a picture of the final day when all believers will stand before God with great joy and without fear. And why? Because we are saints. This fact is represented by that picture of us saints standing before God in white robes that have been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. So, with all that said, now you know what the Bible means when it talks about saints. I'm a saint. You're a saint. All Christians who repent and trust in Jesus alone for salvation are saints. And with that understood, what is the primary focus of All Saints Sunday? Well, simply put, people have trusted in Christ since the beginning of time. Even in the Old Testament, we had Christians, so to speak, in the sense that people in the Old Testament times were looking ahead to the coming of Jesus and put their faith in Him. In fact, later today, I would encourage you to read Hebrews chapter 11. If you read Hebrews chapter 11, you will see that it talks about all the believers in the Old Testament who died long, long ago. In fact, it's been almost 2,000 years since the book of Hebrews has been written. And that means that even more believers have died over the centuries since Jesus' death and resurrection. In fact, I know there are people here today among us who are mourning the death of fellow believers. Some of those fellow believers were dear family and friends. Maybe your loved ones died just this past year. Or maybe they died many years ago. But the pain of such loss never really goes away, does it? We wonder what happens to these saints when they die. Will we ever see these beloved saints again? Well, Paul answers that question in our second reading from 1 Thessalonians. The Christians who lived back in that time in Thessalonica, they still had much to learn about God's word. In fact, they had not yet been properly taught about the details of the resurrection and eternal life. And so they were curious because some of their fellow Christians had died. In fact, many of them were family and friends. And they now wanted to know if or when they would see them again. Well, in our reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul says that Christians have certain hope in the face of death itself because Jesus died for our sins and conquered death for us by his resurrection. In addition, Paul said Jesus will return on the final day, and he will raise us from the dead, and then, Paul says, we, which includes us and all who have died trusting in Jesus, we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, my friends, All Saints Sunday is a time for us to remember that our loved ones who have died in Christ, they have certain hope because they are now with Christ in glory, awaiting the day of resurrection and eternal life in his kingdom. We who also trust in Christ have the very same hope. In fact, in today's liturgy, before Holy Communion, you will hear me speak these words. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name. Did you hear the words, with all the company of heaven? You see, when we worship God in this place, the saints of heaven also worship God along with us. Our loved ones who have died in Christ celebrate with us today. Yes, today is All Saints Sunday. Not only do we rejoice in the fact that our loved ones who have died in Christ have certain hope, we also rejoice in the fact that we have certain hope because we are saints of God through faith in Christ. In fact, no matter how hard things get in this life, even if we are persecuted for our faith in Christ, like some believers are right now around the world, no matter how bad it gets, when we face death itself, we still have certain hope, we still have reason to rejoice. In our gospel reading from Matthew chapter 5, Jesus says that we Christians are blessed because we have been given the kingdom of God. So what is the kingdom of God? According to Scripture, the kingdom of God is nothing more than the salvation that we have been given through Jesus. You have been given God's kingdom through baptism, through the preaching and teaching of God's word, through the Lord's Supper. And because you have been given the kingdom, this means your sins are forgiven. This means you are loved by God. This means you have the certain hope of eternal life with the Lord. My friends, you who trust in Christ, you are blessed. Last Sunday, we sang the hymn, A Mighty Fortress, written by Martin Luther. In that hymn, Luther writes, "Let them take my wife, goods, fame, child, and life. Though these all be gone, our victory has been won. The kingdom ours remaineth." So because of Jesus, you are a saint. This gives us comfort now because we know that in Christ our many sins are forgiven. We need that comfort because when we look in the mirror, when we examine our own hearts, if you're anything like me, all you see is the sin. It's hard to even begin to believe that you're a saint because you're well aware of all your sins of desire, thought, word, and deed. The sins of this week plague you and burden you. The sins that you've done long ago and God has forgiven and forgotten about, they still bother us very often. And the devil likes to remind us of them. But here's the comfort we have here and now. Through faith in Jesus, we are completely forgiven. You are a saint before God in Christ because of what He's done for you. You can come before this altar today, burdened with all your sins, knowing that you are forgiven and holy in God's sight, a saint because of Jesus and what He has done for you. Here and now, your sins are forgiven, and we get to live in that hope every day. However, being a saint also gives us hope for the future. You see, we know that we all have to face death one way or another, sooner or later, and nobody likes to think about that. But here's the beautiful thing about being a saint in Jesus. We know that when that day of death comes for us, we know that when we die, our souls immediately go to be with Christ in paradise. And we then look forward to the resurrection of the body and the life of the world to come, where we will be with the Lord forever and with all His saints. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. In a moment,